start off today's message a little different because today is Palm Sunday. And this morning I was thinking about that Palm Sunday was the beginning of the end, of the start of everything. Everything that God had been doing, everything that God had been planning, was all wrapped up in Jesus. And so this was the beginning of the end of his earthly life and the beginning of the end of the power of Satan and his death. And it was the start of the beginning of the end of our lives when we come into a new life. And that's just a lot of words, isn't it? But it's the beginning of blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Of God, that's you and me, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. Yes, this is my song. My Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior, I'm so happy and blessed. And waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. So, yeah, let's praise the Savior all day long. Amen? Amen. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. I guess maybe that would have been a good song too. And he loved me ere I knew him. Yep, long before I knew him, he loved me. He loved you. And here we are at another Palm Sunday. I was touched this week as I read in Acts. In Acts 13:28, it says that they couldn't find anything. They could find no legal reason to execute him, but they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway. Just out of their own jealousy, out of their own insecurities. Those things happen. They happen. But here we come to Jesus, coming once again, riding the donkey. If you've ever been to church, you know the story. Riding in the emotions that he must have felt, because he knew they were cheering and cheering and cheering and cheering, and he knew that the cheering would turn to chanting from "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord" to "Crucify him, crucify him." I would like to think that I would have been screaming, "No, let him go." But I also have to think about how often we maybe go from blessing his name to crucifying him. The Bible speaks of how can blessing the Lord and cursing others come out of the same mouth, flow out of the same stream? Who can say? I find it sad that people can find some sort of joy or comfort in the idea that it's okay to get angry with you, Lord. That's what I wrote in my journal. And I know people say, well, he can handle it, he can take it, but my question is always the same. Why would we want to get angry with God? The same way that they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway, for no good reason, people reject Jesus. There's no really good reason other than deception. The devil's great at deception. Deceiving. We're blinded by demonic influences. People choose a form of godliness that lacks power. And yet the ability to excuse godliness and exalt compromise for no good reason, they do all they can to dilute the truth, take others down with them. People who know better join the crowd, crying, "Crucify him." Think about it. Think about it. Verse 48 of Acts 13 says, "All those who were chosen for eternal life became believers." How do we get chosen? From our childhood, we've had training. Who knows the answer? Who wants to help? Who wants to go? Raise your hand. That's it. We've been training us since little children. You ask a bunch of little kids, who knows the answer? And everybody raises their hand. Who wants to help? They raise their hand. Who wants to go along? They raise their hand. Well, if we want Jesus, all we have to do is step in and raise our hand. Raising hands, boy, that sometimes, we're not comfortable with that. I don't do that. This is Palm Sunday. I had this picture in my head, you know, waving the branch of a palm tree. We did that when I was a kid in Sunday school. And in our church, we had kids marching around in Jericho marches, waving the palm trees. And look what's attached to your wrists. Those are palms. Our arms are our branches. We raise our hands. And we ask for Jesus. How in the world could the crowd yell, "Crucify him"? Believe me, I yelled, "Crucify him," for years and years and years. I joined Paul. I've said it often. He said he was ignorant. I was ignorant. But you know, in Isaiah 6, verse 3, it says they were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory." We're in a time, and I believe it, people call for it, people agree with it. We're in a time, we're so prime for an awakening, a time. Can you just imagine when you're walking down the street and everybody's smiling at each other and we're just saying, "Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lord of heaven's army. Holy is the Lord." Yes, holy is the Lord. Isn't it great? I mean, heaven will be that way, but they talk about other revivals, other awakenings where bars were closed, the police were put out of business because everyone called out to the Lord. Everyone. Well, I'm sure even amongst those everyones, there were some that weren't. But it's a far cry from the way it is today where people are just so blatantly opposed to the Lord. Well, I've always said that I don't expect non-Christians to act like Christians. And yet sometimes they may be more honest than Christians are. But we're in a time where Christians need to stand up for godly principles. Christians need to, they need to vote. They need to vote for what God stands for. There's so many things that we just cannot abide. We cannot allow. We cannot say, "Well, you know, times have changed. Jesus hasn't changed. The Word of God hasn't changed. The truth hasn't changed. Not one little bit." Let God be true and every man a liar. If we believe, and we need to share what we believe. I saw a man at the post office the other day, and he had watched something that was just absolutely ridiculous, and he was just saying, "That's crazy," and he was talking to anybody that would listen. I thought, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. taken a stand for Jesus. It was a stand for Jesus because he had seen something on the news. He said, those people, there's nothing in their eyes. They've been taken by the devil. People have been taken captive, unaware, by the devil. Why else would those people in those crowds cheer for him one day and say, crucify him? Why else would a ruler who really his wife had told him, don't bother that guy, a ruler who said, I can't find any fault in him, but then he said, okay, if that's what you want, and he just had to add his 39 stripes to it. He had him flogged and then put him to the people. That's not normal. That's demonic. The devil has been deceiving. He has been grooming. He has just gotten people so they'll be bold enough to brag about things that only demonized people would brag about. And I realize that this is the day of the triumphal entry, but it's the beginning of the most hideous thing that ever took place. But the end of it was the most glorious thing that ever took place. This is Holy Week. This is a week to look and to reflect, and we've been building up on it. And it's also the weekend of Purim, when Esther, who was born for such a time as that, risked her life to take the devil's schemes, who planned to put all of the Jews on the stake, and it took it and put the one who planned it, he was on the stake. Everything came down on him, and everything rose up according to the power of God. We need to rise up according to the power of God. Christians, we need to set our hearts. We need to think about, okay, am I gonna bless the Lord, or am I gonna crucify the Lord? What am I gonna do? It is that big. It's not about going and sitting in church and singing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. But would anybody know it after we got done singing it and walked out into the world? We have to think about those things. This is reality. This is the real deal. Who is most important? I mean, we've got other things in our lives that we're a part of, but whatever we're part of, the Bible says, do everything as heartily unto the Lord. Are we going to do that? Are we going to look at this and rejoice that Jesus came in and he was triumphant, and we know he was triumphant because we know the rest of the story? But I just get angry when I think about the crowds hollering, crucify him. And then if I think about me, and we've all come short of the grace of God. We're all short of perfection. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, I don't want to be found crying, crucify him. I don't want to be found being a stumbling block. I don't want to be found with people having evidence of me crying, crucify him. I mean, people are going to talk about you. That's okay. People are going to lie about you. Lying has become the acceptable way. And boy, oh boy, do we have that? Do we have that or don't we have that? I mean, anyone with an IQ knows that there's a whole bunch of junk going on. What's really sad is that a lot of Christians are standing by quietly rather than standing for what is right. And that has to cease. There had to be people in that crowd when they started crying, crucify him, that were thinking, and inside really wanting to yell something else. And maybe there were some that started out saying, no,
Maybe he's even started out going, no, no, no. And then the crowd got so pretty soon they look and somebody was looking at them. What are you doing? And pretty soon they're only lipping it. Maybe they can't even put a voice to it, but they're making the face and crucify him and they're going along with it. I'm just saying. Let him who has breath praise the Lord. Lift up your voice. Make your choice. There's good news. Peter had to make quite a recovery. Jesus even told him, when you've recovered, strengthen the brethren. Peter didn't understand him until he understood him. Maybe you need to recover. Maybe you need to stand up. Maybe you need to say something to somebody or to many buddies or whatever the case might be, because we can recover. We can recover. And when we recover, we can strengthen the brother. When we acknowledge, when we realize that we need to be calling out, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is filled with his glory. We need to declare and decree, the whole earth is filled with God's glory. It is filled with God's glory. The presence of the Lord is all around, but deception, lies, the enemy is stealing the voice. Arise and shine, for the Lord is come. It is risen upon thee. He is risen upon you. If you don't know him, call on Jesus. And he will save you. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, it's never too late as long as we have breath. I'm bouncing, I realize. I'm rabbit trailing, I realize. But the whole thing to me about this is Jesus rode in knowing exactly what he was riding in for you and for me. It was the beginning of the end of his earthly life and the start of the beginning of life for all of us. It was the beginning of him making his way to the right hand of the Father, where he sits and intercedes for us. So it was a victory. Oh yes, it was a victorious, a wonderful entrance. And it was all for us. All for us. He doesn't give us partial victories. We don't get just a little bit of him. We get all of it. It's just that how will we walk in it. This is the way, walk in it. How much of it will we walk in? What will we learn? We can change, will we? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the joy set before him. He rode into town. For the joy set before him, he listened to the cheers, I think with a heavy heart, knowing what was coming against him. Probably looked at the people with compassion, knowing that they were going to change their cheers. Also knowing that they would come to know the truth. Many of them would come to know the truth. When Peter spoke at Pentecost, a lot of those people said, "Oh man, that was us. What must we do?" And Peter said, "Repent and be baptized and be filled with the Holy Ghost." That's a trifecta there. That's a winning plan. So, Lord, I pray for myself and for all whoever is to hear. Keep us from joining the crowd. Help us to keep cheering. Let our praise for him rise over the crucify him. Let our praise for him quench the people, the naysayers, and the people who refuse to believe. Some people will just refuse to believe. Let the Lord hear. Let our voices bring joy to your heart. For the glory of the Lord hangs ready. To fall on all who call. I wave my palms to you, Lord. I lift my hands to you. In thanks, rejoicing that you rescued me and you will rescue all who call. In Jesus' name, amen.